previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Are you ready to be inspired, empowered and challenged? Something quite exciting is coming to George. TEDx George is a one-day conference hosted in the city of George, focused on empowerment and inspiration with one core focus. Ideas change everything. And on the line this morning, we have Marshall Grant, who's representing TEDx George, to chat more about the events and what we can expect. Welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Marshall. For years and years and years and years, I've watched TEDx talks on YouTube, social media. Yeah. But just in a nutshell, just explain TEDx to people who don't understand the event and what it's about.
No, sure. Absolutely. So TEDx is not TED. TED stands for Technology, Education, and Design. But TEDx is basically a licensed version of a TED conference that I was given, and we're bringing it to George. So it's not TED per se, but it is a TED-like conference. And it's going to be cool. We have 14 speakers. We have music. It's going to be really fresh.
Sounds good. The focus and the core focus on these TEDx talks is always on the speakers, bringing people that are able to, one, speak. You've got to be able to do that. Inspire, motivate, etc., etc. Why have you decided to bring TEDx to George, and why now?
No, sure. So I'm from America, and I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for about 17 years before moving here. And one of the things that I realized in Atlanta is that no one's from Atlanta. and George is the same way right now, where you walk around town and no one's from George. and what you have is you have this huge segregation, in my case, immigration, of people moving to this area, right? So funny enough, I come from Springfield, Ohio, by the way. And I know you guys probably been talking about
Where you're eating the dogs and the cats, Marshall.
No. I knew you were going to say that. My redneck friends tend to eat more squirrels. So Springfield we call it Springtucky, actually.
Oh.
Because Springfield is a very slow town, and George used to be like that. And what I found is that if you do the same thing you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. And because George is changing so much, you have crazy people like me coming from another country and want to disrupt things. And by that disruption, we have to change the way we think.
Yeah.
And TEDx is a great way of challenging the status quo, challenging the way that we build up ideas, and challenging what I call the good old boys.
But it's a good disruption, Marshall. That's what I know. You say you come there to disrupt, but this is a good disruption.
Yeah.
Bringing something to George that has never ever happened before.
Right, exactly, and that's the only way we can shift the culture is you shift by being shaken, basically.
Yeah,
so that's essentially what we're doing. So we're bubbling up all these speakers who have never been heard of, but they have amazing ideas, and I'm so excited to present. We've been working with them for almost a year. We have some amazing speakers. There's going to be a couple speakers on the show, I think, next week with you guys as well. And Algoa FM is going to be front and center. Mm-hmm. And we are definitely proud that you guys are a part of this.
Marshall, I was going to ask why the title The Brave Ones. But, I think you've kind of encapsulated it in terms of the disruption and just, creating a shift in the culture and so on. So I don't know if I'm on the right track or if there's another particular reason why you've called it The Brave Ones.
Yeah, so brave, the definition of brave, you have two definitions. One can be defined as brave, like a soldier is brave, right? We expect that of the soldier. But a person can also do brave things or brave actions. So not only are you brave by definition, you also have to do brave things.
Yeah.
In addition to that, ideas are a source of power. Because ideas, as you know, as you mentioned earlier, ideas change everything. That's why we have something called ideology.
Mm.
Because it's a study of ideas, basically, because they change culture. So if you put these two together, you have very brave ideas.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we're bringing these people with the brave ideas, and we're calling them the brave ones. The people who are doing the brave things, who are taking a big step of faith, a big leap, and we're showcasing their ideas. So that's why we're calling it the Brave Ones.
I absolutely love it. I mean, this is not even a TED Talk, but I'm already inspired. What can people expect when they attend, and who can attend?
No, everybody can attend. So the cool thing is, my background is biology, and I love science. So we're actually going to do something for the children. Now, this is free and open to the public.
Mm.
We're calling it a Kid Zone. So right in Unity Park by the big circle, we're going to have STEM, basically science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We have people from doing microbiology. We have the fire department. We have NSRI. And they're going to be with the kids in that area, and that's free and open to the whole public. And then we have our TEDx experience, which is for the ticket holders. But we're going to have some really cool 3D printers. We're going to have some really cool cars. The NSRI also is going to be on that side, demonstrating some of their cool new technology. So we have a lot of really great experience things, in addition to the 14 speakers.
Yeah, I'm looking at the speakers now, and it's a very diverse mix of people. We're talking about physicians, we're talking about alternative rock artists, entrepreneurs, educators, people... who live in George as well. So, yeah, this is super exciting, and I wish I could be there. I'll Go FM, of course, is a platinum partner to the first ever TEDx George, which is taking place on the 5th of October at the George Arts Theatre.
Marshall, just a parting shot. You know, Wayne mentions rock artists and so on. A little fun fact for you. I'm not sure if you know another Marshall Grant, your namesake, who was the bassist and electric bassist for Johnny Cash's original band from Tennessee, the Tennessee Two.
Yeah, no, and I have my own speaker system too called Marshall.
So. Okay, all right.
No, not really.
Marshall's been around, man. Marshall's been around.
From 1960.
So some people say never trust a man with two first names.
Yes.
So that's kind of me. I have a very generic name. But yeah, I mean, that's me.
Very cool. Listen, Marshall, we're going to leave it there. And thank you for taking our call this morning. TEDx George taking place, as I said, 5th of October at the George Arts Theatre. Where can we find more information quickly, Marshall?
TEDxGeorge.com has everything you guys need.
TEDxGeorge.com. Very simple. All right. Thank you for taking our call, and all the best for the event on the 5th of October.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Ciao.
Cheers, Marshall. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.